here, I gotta tell you right now that you smell delicious. Have you been wearing like a new cologne?
Whatever, baby. You can't even respect the flavor of my cologne.
For anyone that doesn't know, that's a Homestar Runner reference. Strong Bad in the house. I love you very much. You're part of my childhood. My God, welcome to a slice of ham. I have been feeling the burnout, admittedly. I was going to record yesterday. I had all my research lined up to talk about a particular crime, to talk about a real cool case that I've been researching, to talk about something that I've been genuinely interested in. But when the time came to actually set it up to record, I was like, oh my God, I can't actively think. So I be breathing heavy. I'm a fat bitch and I be breathing heavy, and I will not apologize for that. So, sorry. I really wanted to talk about something that I didn't have to use a lot of brain power to talk about. So I decided, what can I talk about that is just easy, flows off the brain? And it is something, okay, we are going to talk about something that some of you might get to the end of the podcast and be like, why the fuck did I spend all that time listening to that? Some of you might get to the end of it and be like, is there more? Is there more of this rabbit hole that I can go down? And I can't tell you enough about this. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite films of all time. And for those of you that have read the title of this podcast, if any of my students, my former students, are listening to this, you are going to have some fun indeed, because you already know what we're talking about today. We are going to talk about the beautiful motherfucking masterpiece of a disaster that is Cool Cat Saves the Kids. Cool Cat Saves the Kids. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to clip the microphone by laughing too hard. Cool Cat Saves the Kids is a movie. You can't really even call it a movie. It's a thing. It's an experiment, I think. So I don't even know how to like get into this. All right, so there's a man. This is really not the story about the movie so much as it is the story about the man behind the movie, a man by the name of Derek Savage, who we will affectionately refer to from here on out, say it with me now, kids, as Daddy Derek. And this is not me being funny. This is not me making a, like, daddy joke. This is quite literally what Derek Savage chooses to call his character in the films. Because he is a character in the films. He is Cool Cat's father. I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, Cool Cat is a children's book character. He's the main character of a series. Cool Cat, you know, Cool Cat stops bullying. Cool Cat loves being environmentally friendly. Cool Cat loves wrestling. Cool Cat loves baseball. It's like a children's book series. It's very simple. It's very easy. It's very, don't bully, be nice, work together, be cool. It's basic. It's okay. It's written in English and Spanish, so he's got that going for him. That's actually a nice touch, I think. Apparently, Cool Cat was Derek Savage's... Daddy Derek. Cool Cat was Daddy Derek's imaginary friend when he was a child that he kept all the way up through adulthood, I guess. And he decided to make a children's book series out of it. He gained some success doing that, so he decided to go a little bit further and go into the film industry. Specifically, he started making Cool Cat short films, like simple films that could be played like before an actual cartoon or something that you could shop around to local elementary schools and be like, oh, here's a little mascot, a cheapo thing that you could show your kids. It's like just a safety feature. And it's like Cool Cat... he stops bullying. Cool Cat teaches about gun safety. And they're very poorly produced. They're so bad, they're good. Oh, I'm getting giddy just talking about it. Because I'm a big movie buff. For those of you that do not know me personally, that only know me at a glance, or that only know me on the internet, you might know that I like movies, but I love movies. I could watch like 5 movies in a day if I really concentrated. But I can easily get 3 a day. Easy. I love film. I love the world of film. I love watching any movie that I can. I love watching bad movies. I love watching good movies, because you cannot appreciate the good without appreciating or at least recognizing the bad. That's a motto to me. And so I used to teach this to my students as well. This is actually a lesson in copyright and fair use that we're going to get into later on in the podcast. But I brought it in as a joke to start out with, like, oh, look at this bullshit, stupid movie. And then I would segue it into the copyright and fair use lesson, because the story behind this movie is an incredible case of DMCA takedown abuse. It is a story about a character of a creator of a mediocre product using what little influence he has in the internet world to strong arm anyone that disagrees with his creation into submission. It is the tale of a baby man with a fragile ego. It is the tale of a dopey individual. Derek Savage is a very dopey man, from the way he talks to the way he tries to grasp copyright and fair use issues. You will find, oh, and of course, from the way that he fucking makes movies, you will find that Derek Savage is a dopey individual. And that's not always a bad thing. Look at what he gave us. Look at the product he gave us. And initially, whenever his movie came out and the internet got a hold of it, he was very, very nice about the criticism, but it turned sour. It turned sour. It turned ugly. And you're going to see how exactly. So strap in, sit tight, as we really dive in to the tale of Cool Cat Saves the Kids and the rise and fall of Derek Savage. So as I was saying before, Derek Savage, he decided to write these children's books about Cool Cat, and then decided to foray into short films, into the television industry, whatever, whatever. And he made these little movies. And then eventually, at some point, I don't know when this happened, Derek Savage got the idea. He got a brilliant idea. He got a very awful, brilliant idea. Derek Savage decided that he was going to make a feature-length Cool Cat film. Now, feature length could be 45 minutes and up. 45 minutes is the bottom of the barrel cutoff. You don't see a lot of feature lengths at 45 because they're hard to market. But normally, you know, they hover around 90 minutes, maybe an hour and 20 to an hour and 30. He decides to put together a Cool Cat movie, and he does. He puts together this Cool Cat movie, which is one of the worst films ever made. This is not always a bad thing. And that's the thing about movies sometimes, is you can see a movie that tries to be something and it completely fails, but you can still get enjoyment out of it. For some reason, to me at least, this is one of these weird movies that is, admittedly, it's insufferable. It's very, very bad. It tries too hard to be funny in places. There are some lessons that they try to teach the kids that are watching this movie, because it's admittedly marketed to young children. Try to teach them lessons like, look both ways before crossing the street, like, be wary of cyberbullies, you know, whatever, whatever. And it just executes them all so poorly, so unbelievably poorly, that it's a spectacle. It's a spectacle to watch. I think there's a degree of, we're going to learn a big word here, folks, Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude. I'm getting that last part right. I'm getting that last part wrong. I'm sorry. Schadenfreude is the term that's used to describe people taking pleasure from other people's pain, laughing at someone else's misery. This is clearly a movie that Daddy Derek poured his heart and soul into. He poured his heart and soul into Cool Cat. It's been his imaginary friend since he was a child. Started the book series and then went to TV and film, and he had real big aspirations. He wanted Cool Cat to be the next motherfucking Barney. Daddy Derek had big dreams for Cool Cat. But everything that Daddy Derek touches ends up flawed. Flawed. Severely flawed. From the font choice that they use in the opening credits. I mean, everything is flawed. I don't even know where to begin. I suppose I'll begin at the beginning. So, Cool Cat Saves the Kids is primarily a children's anti-bullying movie written and directed by Daddy Derek, based on his children's book series. The film has become infamous for the lack of quality. It became popular online after being reviewed by specific YouTubers. It got picked up by the YouTube movie review community. And then things got ugly. So, obviously, Derek created it as an imaginary friend. The book actually began publication in 2010. And on June 11th, 2014, the Cool Cat channel uploaded the trailer for the upcoming live-action film Cool Cat Saves the Kids. And this is where things picked up. July 26, 2014, the Everything is Terrible Facebook page. If you don't know what Everything is Terrible is, it's a wonderful YouTube collective that takes old VHS and DVD footage, like old shitty footage that, like, half of the stuff, it's like, where do they find it? And they edit it in just beautifully manic ways. It's a wonderful YouTube channel. I highly recommend it. And they have full feature length, like, movies, like 50 minutes to an hour long of just edited nonsense footage that all of the clips don't make sense, but the way they edit them, they link together in a beautiful way. And it's, oh, you get baked. You get baked as fuck. And you watch that. Oh my God. And that is one of the best experiences that you can have with friends. I highly recommend it. So Everything is Terrible posts the link to the Cool Cat Saves the Kids trailer. And then a little while later, the film gets released on February 1st, 2015. Then February 28th, this is a little bit, like maybe 2-3 weeks later, the YouTuber by the name of Your Movie Sucks uploaded their 2-part review of the movie to his YouTube channel. And it's about 40 minutes altogether. And he tore it apart. And Your Movie Sucks is a wonderful YouTube channel. If you haven't seen their stuff, I highly recommend it. Go and check out his channel. He tore this movie apart in a very sarcastic way. He has a very, very distinct commentary style. And admittedly, he was very tongue-in-cheek with the way he tore it apart. And Daddy Derek's initial reaction was very, very positive. He took the criticism in stride. He even released a re-edited version of the movie with some of the critiques addressed. He called it the YMS edition. That's great. That is a great response to internet criticism, because the internet can be really, really harsh, especially when you put something out that you think is good and it's clearly not. Clearly not. So YMS puts his review out. I'm going to play a little clip from the review so you can get a little bit of the style into your head. Very tongue-in-cheek, very, you know, sarcastic. And honestly, to a dopey fuck like Daddy Derek, a lot of the jokes might have gone over his head. I don't know. He probably was just happy for the exposure at that point. So here's a clip.
Cool Cat Saves the Kids is about as amazing as you'd expect from a trailer like this.
Wow, Vivica. It's such a beautiful day.
Oh, it sure is, Eric. And where is Cool Cat?
There he is. Hi, everybody!
And don't think I'm not aware that this is an easy target, but I feel like I needed to even out my channel a little bit while I'm in the middle of analyzing an intelligent art film. So here's a nice and healthy dose of stupid.
He's about to graffiti our neighbor's wall! And it's not cool to paint on someone's wall!
Oh boy. And that is absolutely how Cool Cat talks the entire movie.
It's cool! cool.
I got to turn down the mic to really do it.
It's cool. Goo.
Dude, I would play. I used to be a teacher. I used to teach TV and film production. We did the morning show for my high school, so we got to make dumb videos for the class and the actual, like, class, the level one class. We got to learn about film, and we got to watch movies as well. And I would play this movie to show them what a real piece of shit movie looked like. And there we found it. So YMS does his review, and the reaction of Daddy Derek is surprisingly positive. Surprisingly positive. It was very endearing. And that's when the internet kind of latched on and was like, oh, this is Daddy Derek. He's ours. We sort of protected him in a way because we were glad that he was taking the criticism in stride. But I think more and more people started criticizing, started putting their criticisms out there. You started seeing more people making videos about his movie. It started getting more attention as a meme online. You know how the internet is. When they get a hold of something, they will meme something to death. So initially he responded positively, but then a review uploaded by a YouTube channel by the name of I Hate Everything was uploaded on November 6th, 2015. He uploaded his review in his Search for the Worst series, where he tries to find the worst movie ever made. And his review was much less tongue-in-cheek. It was still like, this is a bad movie, but it was very, very on the nose. It was very mean at some places, and it should have been. This is a bad movie. His review is hysterical. But you can see why Daddy Derek may not have responded so positively to this review as opposed to YMS's review. And really, the drama comes in with the I Hate Everything review. When I Hate Everything put his video out, the guy behind the channel, his name is Alex. I Hate Everything puts his review of the movie out, and Derek Savage's response really kicked this thing into high gear. And here's a clip of the I Hate Everything review to play for you.
Whoa, cool! Cool Cat Saves the Kids is my favorite movie! Ha! Whoa! You know, remember, kids, bullying is wrong! Whoa, mama, if you find a gun, make sure you tell your daddy! Daddy Derek! Whoa! Oh, this movie is so good! Ha! Yeah! Whoa! I love all the kids! Exquisite! I went to my messages and I had a rude one. They called me an assaholic bitch. I don't like messages like that. That's mean.
Ow. 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 Okay, I think that's over now. So that was Cool Cat Saves the Kids. I don't really know what happened. Something about loving babies and boogie woogieing.
Cool Cat loves the boogie woogie.
Oh my god. Ooh, you can see why Daddy Derek like wouldn't appreciate that. He came swinging. Oh, listen to me wheeze. Dude, he came swinging out of the gate. Alex's video, I Hate Everything's video, was not as gentle as the YMS video was. So, 3 days later, after I Hate Everything posts his video, November 26th, 2015 is when the video was posted. 3 days later, IHE posts a video called Thanks, Daddy Derek, parentheses, for ruining the search for the worst. 3 days later, November 9th, he uploads this video in which he explains that the search for the worst video, the original video, was taken down because of a copyright claim from Derek Savage himself. Derek copyright claimed the video in order to get it taken down, even though the video was perfectly protected under fair use law. Now, for those of you that are not content creators that may not know what fair use is, for those of you that have not taken my class, or for those students that are listening that may not have paid the fuck attention, I'm going to go into what fair use is right now. What is fair use? Fair use, specifically, is a doctrine in the law of the United States that permits the limited use of copyrighted material without having to first acquire permission from the copyright holder. Let's say you want to be a YouTuber, you want to start making movie reviews, or you want to start making music reviews, or you want to start making art reviews, or you want to start doing commentary on other people's videos, you want to become a reaction channel or something. You want to use clips from people's videos in order to further illustrate your point. You don't want to use their entire video, because there was an instance, there was like a time of YouTube about a year where reaction videos were all the rage, and it was literally just people watching someone else's content from beginning to end and commenting on it, barely. There was one guy that just like ate through the whole thing, like he would eat chips and shit, and that's not fair use. That is not fair use, and I will tell you why. Because number one, that is not limited use. That is not limited use of copyrighted material. That is not limited use of someone else's intellectual property. You are using the whole thing from beginning to end. If I were to take the entire Cool Cat Saves the Kids movie and post it onto YouTube from beginning to end, Derek Savage could file a copyright claim against me, and he would be in the right. Because I don't have any right to post the entire thing unedited without his permission. That is not fair use. That is copyright infringement. However, in the case of film criticism, in the case of fair use, in order to be protected by fair use, you have to fall under something called transformative use. In order to be protected by fair use, you have to fall under transformative use. You have to be basically doing transformative use, executing it. So what does that mean, transformative use? I want you to take a look at that word, transform. You are literally in my class right now. Oh, it feels so good to teach. Sorry for the cough. You're in my classroom right now. If you look at that word, transform, it means to turn something into something else. So you take someone's movie, like Cool Cat Saves the Kids, you use clips from it, and now you're turning a full movie into movie criticism. You're taking a film and turning it into film criticism. That's a totally different thing. And that makes you fall under fair use. You have to do something substantially transformative with it. You can't just copy it. And people seem to think that if you like use clips from a movie and then monetize your YouTube video, that doesn't fall under fair use. Not the case. You can use clips without permission. As long as you are doing something transformative with it, then you're free to monetize your video however you want. You're free to monetize your content however you please. Transformative use, however, is a big, big, big gray area. It's a very big gray area that a lot of people will kind of waver in and out of. Another big fair use case on the internet was the H3H3 lawsuit. I used to teach about that in my copyright lesson as well, because I think that is one of the most important copyright and fair use cases in recent memory. That's one of the, it should be a landmark court case in terms of how creators are allowed to use content, about how people are allowed to use content on this new thing that we call the internet. It's relatively new for as long as it's been out. So, Derek Savage copyright claims IHE's video off the face of the earth, and then, the next day, after November 9th, November 10th, the video entitled Daddy Derek Said What? Was uploaded, which showed tweets from the Cool Cat Twitter page that was posted from literally the Cool Cat Twitter, at Cool Cat Loves You, which is run by Daddy Derek. Tweeting at other people saying like IHE was a bully and a troll, like shit talking all of his fans and followers. And then after IHE reacted, he removed the tweets and he blocked him. So then November 13th comes around and IHE uploads a video called With Apologies to Derek Savage. And it was not an apology video. It was a tongue-in-cheek, like, I'm not fucking apologizing to you. Fuck you. I'm showing the nasty emails that you wrote to me in order to, like, stop me from criticizing your video. And IHE was not the only person that Daddy Derek was doing this to. He also did it to Mumkey Jones, he fucked over at one point, and Bob Show, B-O-B-S-H-E-A-U-X. Bob Show is another YouTube channel that Derek copyright claimed to oblivion. He eventually got his videos put back up. But still, the fact that Daddy Derek was going after smaller YouTube channels like that is fucking gross. These are how some of these people make their livelihood. Being a creator now on TikTok, getting my bills paid through TikTok, the creator fund and brand deals and what have you. If someone were to like falsely copyright claim my video, even though it was fair use, and try to get my channel shut down, the source of my income and livelihood, I would be fucking furious. I would be fucking furious. It's insulting. It's very insulting. And I'm going to go through the emails that Derek Savage sent, that they sent back and forth, because Derek Savage was really, really nasty. But before I do that, I need to talk about the movie itself. I need to talk about the actual plot of the film. We're going to break it down as quickly as we possibly can, but there's a lot to get into. We're going to get into the summary of Cool Cat Saves the Kids, but first, here's a word from our sponsors. Calm down. Yeah, calm down. You told me to calm down because the bitch ass hoe in the back that told me to calm down. What I'd like you to do is apologize. Hmm? They can't hear me. Remember when she was like, you need to go check on your kids. You need to stop yelling in front of your kids. And she was like, they can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop. Dude, how fucking wide open were her eyes? If you know what video I'm talking about, then let me know. I just want to take a moment, a quick moment, a brief moment, a little moment to shout out some people that really lifted me up in a time of need. I posted a friends only video on my TikTok recently about just being burnt the fuck out. And the response from like Mathman X, RJ the composer, you are a beautiful soul. I love you to death. Thank you for the words of encouragement. That's the thing about TikTok, is that even though it is sometimes frustrating to keep up with the algorithm, to keep up 24/7, there's a lot of good people out there that I wouldn't have been able to connect with if not. Your voice teacher is another wonderful person that gave me a good message. Portmanteau, of course. Portmanteau, like portmanteau, but she's a mom. It's very good. I cannot thank you enough for your support. You're one of the fans that I value the most in my heart. There's another fan by the name of Korea. It's Korea, like UH. Vicky, you're amazing. Shout out to Vicky if you can hear. Just the outpouring of support from like A Modern Therapist, Stefan Johnson voiceovers, S. Johnson voiceovers. Stefan Johnson, I love you. If you're listening, you are a personal hero to me. I love you to death. So I just want to thank the people for the support. Thank you guys for picking me up when I'm down. I appreciate that. It does not go unnoticed. Anyway, let's talk about a bullshit movie. So just to give you a good idea of what just the Cool Cat world is all about, it's a very half-assed world. It's a very, like the actors in the movies don't really give it their all, except for the kid actors, the child actors, because it's all they know how, but the adults or the actual like celebrities that are in the movie, because Vivica Fox and Eric Estrada are in this movie, and he's gotten some other celebrities to do PSAs for him, like these gun safety PSAs that I'll play for you now.
Hey kids, it's your girl Vivica Fox. I'm a Hollywood actress. Now we make movies in Hollywood, and sometimes they're not real. But when it comes to gun safety, that's a real issue. So if you see someone at your school with a gun, don't be afraid to tell your teacher. It's not ratting or snitching. Remember kids, Cool Cat loves you and your girl Vivica does too. So do the right thing.
Hi, I'm Eric Roberts. I play both the tough guy and the cool guy in a lot of Hollywood movies and TV shows. But there is nothing tough. There's nothing cool about taking a gun to school. So think first and do the right thing. And always remember, Cool Cat loves you. So does Eric Roberts.
Yeah, Cool Cat loves you. And so does Eric Roberts.
I'm so fucking sorry for that. So you see that he gets celebrity attention. He lives in LA. Derek lives in LA, so he's able to get some celebrity talent, but it's where Daddy Derek and Cool Cat start to come into the foray, because they have done some other safety stuff too. The way Daddy Derek and Cool Cat interact on screen is really where you get a sense of how the movie is going to feel. This is a microcosm of what the whole Cool Cat Saves the Kid movie feels like, because it's Daddy Derek fumbling the fuck around, and it's Cool Cat. It's Cool Cat just... It's just Cool Cat doing his fucking thing, and Daddy Derek fumbling, and the child actors just trying to do their fucking best. Shitty plot lines, shitty lessons. I'll get into that in a moment, but first, like, this is the dynamic that you're going to be hearing most of the movie.
Hi, I'm Derek. Hey, when I was a child, I got bullied, so I know what it's like. I know it can be scary also, especially if you don't have a friend right there beside you. So I want you to know, always remember, please, you got a friend, and your friend is Cool Cat.
That's right, everybody. And remember, if a bully picks on you, you better tell him, say, hey, quit bullying me, because I'm friends with Cool Cat, and Cool Cat is always on my side.
I'll tell you, that's great advice. And please remember and use Cool Cat as your friend. If you get bullied, you just say, hey, Cool Cat's my friend. And you know what to do after that. You yell at them and tell them to quit bullying you. And please always remember, Cool Cat
loves you. Remember, Cool Cat is a friend to everybody. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great day.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye.
See, the thing is that Cool Cat's my friend, so you can't bully me. Because if someone tries to bully you, make sure you tell them, Cool Cat's my friend, and Cool Cat's on my side, and that means that any bully that tries to bully you is no more. Hi, I'm Derek Savage, and I would like to tell you about something real cool that I'd like to find with my friend Cool Cat right here. Cool Cat, what you got to say? So I'm about to get into the plot of Cool Cat Saves the Kids. So here's how the movie starts. It starts with, like, Cool Cat dancing in front of the credits, and it's really bad. The exposition explains that bullies are everywhere, and it's tragic. Kids are being bullied. We need someone who can help stop the bullying. We need Cool Cat. Cool Cat's going to help save the kids. And then we cut to Cool Cat's house. We walk into Cool Cat's house. You can see the shadow of the cameraman on the wall. You can see the reflection of the cameraman in the sliding glass door. And then you turn and see Cool Cat. He's working on, like, a sign to be class president. His friend Maria calls him, and he meets her outside. They sit on a blanket. They try to go over the plans for school president. And then they see, they don't see Butch the Bully sees them across the street. Butch the Bully is a character. He's like a little short, fat, like blonde-headed, like toe-headed kid with a speech impediment. And even in the Derek Savage children's books, the Butch the Bully character is like the only fat character. He's the only schlub. He's the only one that's not cool, which inherently exposes the flaws in the Cool Cat message. Because if you're not cool, you have no friends. And having friends is cool. That's what Cool Cat literally says throughout the movies. Like, having friends is cool. And do you think that there might be some kids out there that are getting bullied that actually have no friends? And now they just have confirmation from their Cool Cat character that they're not fucking cool. Mainly, a lot of the times it's the people with, you know, a lot of friends and popularity that tend to get into bullying. So this is not a good message to send to children. So that's strike one against that series. Butch the Bully sees them and he calls Maria, or he texts her something from an unknown number. He uses like star 69 or texts her from like a random number and texts her like, "You're ugly and your hair smells like rat hair." And she's like, first, before she even answers the message, she turns to Cool Cat and she's like, "I just got a text message, but I don't know who it is. Should I open it?" And Cool Cat, I shit you not, goes, "Sure. Like, maybe you just got a prize and you want a whole bunch of money." And so this kid then opens this unsolicited text message, which is like rule number fucking one in terms of how to handle shit on the internet and how to have like a cell phone. You don't answer unsolicited messages or calls. So she does that. And then it's, "You're ugly and your hair smells like rat hair." And she's like, she turns to Cool Cat and she's like, "Am I ugly?" He's like, "No, you're very, very pretty." And it's just like, "Oh, gross." So then she gets another text message from the same number. And she's like, "I just got a text message from the same number. What should I do?" And Cool Cat, I bullshit you not, goes, "Well, maybe they're trying to apologize for what they said earlier. So see what it says." And of course, it's like even more. They double down on it. They see Butch the Bully across the street. He runs away. And they talk about how he has no friends and how that's not cool and how having friends is cool. Then the whole movie is like a mishmash of different like little Cool Cat vignettes, like little stories. Apparently, like at one point, Cool Cat writes a bunch of songs because he's going to be in the Hollywood parade. He talks with his dad about his guitar. He talks with some kids about bullying. He talks with some kids about like looking both ways before crossing the street. A kid almost gets hit by a car and he's like, "You should always look both ways before crossing the street." And then not even fucking 5 minutes later in another scene, Cool Cat sees Butch the Bully trying to steal candy from babies and runs across the street without looking both ways. It's like you're completely disregarding the message that you're trying to teach your fucking kids, your target audience, in the very next scene. You absolute moron. So anyway, they go to the Hollywood parade at some point, and it's literally 10 minutes of them like walking around the Hollywood parade, seeing like the different cars in LA. Like, they have the Ghostbusters car and the Mystery Machine. Like, it's like a car show on a street, and then they do the Hollywood parade, and it's footage of that, and it's for no reason. The movie is just a mishmash of Cool Cat short films that Derek Savage did. Cool Cat goes to the Hollywood parade. Cool Cat talks gun safety. Cool Cat stops bullying. He just put them all together in a Frankenstein's monster mashup in order to make a full feature film. He didn't add very much new content to it. Ugh. At some point, Cool Cat decides he wants to enter a writing contest, and he makes a character called Trolley the Trout, which is also another children's book series of Daddy Derek's. So that's how you shoehorn that in there. And then he wins the writing contest and gets $100. And then at the end of the movie, Butch the Bully brings a fucking gun to school. Like, literally brings a gun to school and almost gets in with it, but it gets stopped by the police and gets fucking arrested. And also, there's another scene where Butch the Bully, like, gets arrested before that. That's where he's, like, finally arrested and taken away, and he learns the error of his ways. There's also a scene with Vivica Fox and Eric Estrada at a sandbox, like, hanging out. There's a lot in the movie. It's a mishmash. But basically, it's just all these fucking scenes for no reason. For no reason of, like, don't look both ways before crossing the street, and then we're going to show you not to do that. Answering unsolicited text messages. He does a little bit about being on the internet and being cyberbullied. And like, the number one thing is don't respond to trolls. Don't fucking feed the trolls. And this is a peek into Daddy Derek, because Cool Cat starts typing back to people and he's like, "If you had friends, you would be cool, blah, blah, blah." And then he gets another message that's like, "I'm a bully and I'm going to get you tomorrow." And he freaks out and he's like, "Oh no, what should I do?" And he has a literal fever dream. Rule number one, don't fucking feed the trolls. Don't feed the trolls. Don't feed the trolls. Don't feed the trolls. I was born in 1995. I grew up in the Wild West days of the internet. I was in sixth grade when I saw Two Girls, One Cup for the first time. So I'm very desensitized. So I've seen what the internet has to offer in terms of lessons. And this is a man, Daddy Derek, is a man who cannot help but feed the trolls. He cannot help but defend himself. And it's evident even in the lessons that the movie tries to teach. Like, respond back to these people. Open unsolicited text messages. These are not lessons that you should be teaching children. There's a moment in the movie where he takes a musical break and he plays, like, literally, I fucking bullshit you not, Daddy Derek. That's going to be the key phrase, I bullshit you not. 4 songs back to back to show, like, Cool Cat's music capabilities, and it's in front of a green screen. The whole movie looks like shit as well. I'm going to play a couple of these songs, just pieces from them. I'm going to play the rock and roll song, and then I'm going to play the rap song. And it was around this point in the movie where the song started playing when my students in the class would start to fucking, like, can you turn it off, please? Like, really fucking get sick of it. Like, it was around this point that they were like, turn this shit off, please, please, please. I don't think I ever had a class finish the full movie. Because they just couldn't bear it, or I couldn't bear to put them through it. Here is, I think, the defining song of the movie. It's called Cool Cat Likes to Rock and Roll. Pay attention to the lyrics, please.
Guitar here, baby.
There you go.
Strapping up a little bit too quick right there. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, rock.
I'm so fucking sorry. The beginning of that audio, when it's just Daddy Derek and Cool Cat talking, it sounds like a fucking porno. It sounds like a porno. It's all the, like, the shitty audio. Like, they're not mic'd up. They have they don't even have a lapel mic on. I would teach my fucking kids this, to put a microphone on before you talk. Fuck, Derek, you can't make a good movie. You're not even mic'd up when you're doing the fucking initial dialogue. I get so mad. I get so unbelievably mad. It's stupid. Ugh. So the rock and roll song plays, then a fucking rap song plays. Here you go. If I had to see it, so you have to fucking listen to it too. Here you go.
Yo, yo, yo. My name is Cool Cat, and I'm the coolest cat there is. I love to play and have fun, and I'm always on the run. The sun is shining, and I'm feeling fine. So everybody listen to the words I'm saying. Cool Cat knows the time of day, so he has to say it's time for you and me to boogie!
Keep in mind that Daddy Derek really thinks that Cool Cat is going to be, like, the next big thing in children's entertainment. When you have fucking music, even Barney had, like, I love you, you love me, they are still fucking singing on beat. That rap song was not in beat or in tune. I really want to kill you. Oh, my name is Cool Cat, and I'm the coolest cat there is. I love to play and have fun, and I'm always on the run of you can't, it's fucking, I have rhythm, and it's hard to fucking do that. It's hard to be off rhythm on purpose. I fucking have rhythm. My name is Cool Cat, and I'm the coolest cat there is. The sun is, I love to play and have fun, and I am, it hurts my brain. It hurts my brain. It hurts the parts of my brain that can actually, like, keep in time and rap on beat. God damn it. Okay. End of the movie rolls around. Butch the Bully gets put in jail for the error. He learns the error of his ways. Everybody learns, you know, to be good kids. It's just at the end of the movie, you're just like, why did I fucking watch that? But you are just in awe of how bad it is. So it's not a very good summary of the movie, but it's not a very good movie to summarize. It's just go look at look at the trailer or watch the movie if you're so inclined. If you really like putting yourself through bad things, go and watch the movie. Get drunk or fucking stoned and watch it with a group of friends. It's going to be the best experience you've ever had. It's a great movie to watch with a group of friends. Cool Cat Saves the Kids is a wonderful bad movie to watch with a group. An intoxicated group. Even a sober group, if you're willing to make fun of it, but even better if you're intoxicated. What it is not is a movie to play your children to, you know, placate them while you go and get work done. It's not a movie to play your kids to teach them lessons. It's not a movie for kids to consume. But Daddy Derek really wants to make it that. So when these bad reviews were coming out, Daddy Derek decided to use his, you know, power to shut these videos down. And if you look at the Cool Cat Twitter, like, you can tell it's Daddy Derek. He's not really very good at being on the internet. Like, somebody drew a picture of Mama Cat one time on Twitter, and he literally tweeted back, "Wow, Mama Cat is looking super sexy. It's her and Daddy Derek's date night, so have fun." Someone else tweeted at him, "Cool Cat, do you have a fetish? Fetishes make you awesome." And Daddy Derek is not really... he doesn't really get it. He doesn't understand things. He doesn't really understand that he's being fucking trolled. So he said, "I have a cat fetish. Bet you can't guess what it is." And then, like, you started seeing Daddy Derek, like, be really openly shitty on Twitter and on the internet. Like, when he started doing these false copyright claims, he also, like, we started seeing glimpses into his personality, like, as a person, as Derek Savage is. Like, he replied to an article about Demi Lovato coming out as pansexual, which I didn't actually know until recently, and said, and I quote, he misgendered her as well. He said, "With a face like that, she has to take what she can get." From the fucking Cool Cat account. Like, the Cool Cat thumbnail is right next to it. And then someone replied, "Stick to making garbage movies that are inappropriate for the target audience. That's the only thing you're good at besides making yourself look like a fool." And they're right. They're right. What a fucked up thing to say to them, by the way. He also has a history of just, like, firing back at trolls. Just, like, if you don't agree with him, you're wrong. Like, he also tried to make a gun safety movie, like Derek Savage's Gun Safety for Women and for Men, too, in parentheses. Someone asked him, he was like, "Helping to elect officials that believe in proper gun control measures will make it less likely for those that have intent to do harm to buy guns." And Derek Savage just replied from the Cool Cat account, "No, you are wrong. There are enough gun laws. They just need to enforce them. That is the answer. Just no, you're wrong." he released the video, the poster for Gun Self-Defense for Ladies and for Men, too. "These shootings are not going to stop, so learn how to protect yourself. Our film, Gun Self-Defense for Ladies, covers mace, guns, stun guns, karate, and knife protection." Someone commented, "Derek, almost everyone here is criticizing you for this. Why keep defending it? Why can't you just admit that this was a poor time to plug your DVD? Besides, who actually buys this shit? Why do you think people want gun safety tips from the guy who made Cool Cat?" And Derek Savage responded from the Cool Cat account, "It's puny snowflake punks like you that give the bad guys an open window to hurt good people. You are a cockroach, and this message is from Derek." So apparently, anytime it's not from Derek, he's writing as Cool Cat. Whoa, what the fuck? This is part of the problem. This is part of the problem with Derek Savage as a creator. He cannot take any criticism. Any criticism he cannot take. He tries to shut down the videos through false copyright claims. He tries to strong-arm people through emails. There was even a point where he pretended to be a law firm to try and scare someone into submission to try and get their videos taken down. It's Derek Savage is using his internet fame for bad reasons. He actually, He got into a fight with, I think, a Huffington Post reporter, Sebastian Murdoch. He tweeted out, Cool Cat tweeted out, did you see Derek Savage, a.k.a. Daddy Derek, in his talk radio interview on his new film, Gun Self-Defense for Women? And then someone else said, they replied under it, I feel like there should be stricter gun laws because then more people would be safe. Then Cool Cat replied, stricter gun laws only hurt the honest and law-abiding people. Law-abiding, not law-abiding. Law-abiding, one word, L-A-W-B-I-D-I-N-G. He also tends to misspell shit a lot. He gets grammatical errors a lot of the times. I actually tweeted to Cool Cat one time. I tweeted, I'm not voting for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. I was in college at the time. I'm not voting for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. I'm voting for Cool Cat. And he tweeted back at me from the Cool Cat account, Casey is a very smart man. He wants Cool Cat to save us all. And I was so fucking proud that I got a typo in it because I knew it was from Daddy Derek himself. Oh, stricter gun laws only hurt the honest and law-abiding people. Stricter punishment to lawbreakers is the answer. You can hear him. You can hear him. Then Sebastian Murdoch responded to that tweet by just saying, fuck you, Cool Cat. Fuck you, Cool Cat. Oh, that made me laugh. That made me laugh. Fuck you, Cool Cat. That's how he responds. So then Cool Cat responded, you call yourself a reporter? Wow, what a joke. Like, calling people jokes and calling people cockroaches is not how you handle bullying. You take it in stride. You don't bully other people back through your fucking anti-bullying mascot. Daddy Derek is a hypocrite, if nothing else. So then Cool Cat put another tweet out that said, this HuffPost senior reporter just tweeted, fuck you, Cool Cat. How disgusting is this? To curse out a beloved kid's character. Murdoch is a nasty bully. Should be fired and HuffPost ashamed. Retweet, CBS, NBC, Fox, ABC, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and Savage Nation. Oh, and James Woods. And then Sebastian Murdoch just responded, fuck you, snitch. Fuck you, snitch. Oh my god. Oh, Sebastian Murdoch is a hero in this story. All right. So let's go back to November. It's November 13th. I Hate Everything releases his video with apologies to Derek Savage. He shows the emails that Derek and he had been going back and forth about. By this point, Derek had also taken down other people's videos through false copyright claims. He was being talked about. People were making videos about him, like, hey, what the fuck? I was a sophomore in college around this time. I actually wrote a full fucking academic paper. I wrote my final paper for my expository writing class on the whole Cool Cat debacle. And a 13-page paper I wrote. Got an A. I was very proud of that. I was very interested in what I was writing. Because it was just so relevant in terms of participatory culture, which is what we were studying in that class. Dr. Santos, shout out to you. Mark Santos was a fucking phenomenal professor. I still remember you to this day, even though I only had you for one semester. You're fucking rad. Okay, so the Cool Cat emails. IHE, in his With Apologies to Derek Savage, releases these emails that Derek Savage was going back and forth at him. He was literally emailing from coolcatlovesyou@yahoo.com. He loves Yahoo emails. If you go to his website, DerekSavage.com, you can actually see like his Yahoo emails in the horrible like 1990s web formatting. You can buy the DVD box set if you want, the Cool Cat 3 DVD box set for only $25 if you want, or you can get the collector's set with an e-signed script page, only $45. It's not even a regular signature, it's just e-signed, regular. I said regular, just like fucking Derek Savage. I'm turning into, oh god, we gotta hurry up and talk about this. So, Derek Savage emails IHE. And this is how he starts the email. He says, hey, boy. Which, what a way to start. You're an anti-bullying dude. You have an anti-bullying children's character. And you start, you're strong-arming people into submission through false copyright claims, number one. And then you're just blatantly talking to them with such fucking disrespect. this is where public opinion started to sour on Derek Savage, myself included, because I was watching this at the time. He says, "Hey, boy, I've been receiving a lot of extremely harassing emails and YouTube comments. Some have even been death threats, and several of them state that you sent them to harass me, which legally makes liable and the co-conspirator of these illegal actions, and YouTube hates harassers. My attorneys told me to forward every harassing and offensive comment to YouTube, which I have been doing, so we can build the case to have you completely shut down. I also see that you have copyrighted infringed numerous other films, and I know a lot of producers in Hollywood, so I'll be sharing with them on how to file a copyright claim against you and your YouTube channel." What the fuck? What the fuck? Like, actively saying, "I'm going to try to destroy your livelihood," is what Derek Savage is doing. We're not even done with the email yet, but it's like, for such a wholesome character that you try to portray, it's very hypocritical, and it's a lesson to be learned. That's why I feel like I do a very good job of showing like 100% of myself on camera. I don't curse as much on my TikTok stuff, of course, but it's very much true to who I am, because I have a lot of case studies on the internet to learn from as like people who have not been 100% themselves, and it just fucking falls apart for them. So Derek Savage was trying to be something that he wasn't. He could not handle the trolls. He could not handle the criticism. He couldn't even handle constructive criticism. At one point, he even went after YMS. Like, he was his friend and then he wasn't. He offered him a role in his next Cool Cat movie, but then took it away and then took out any mention of YMS in the GoFundMe. So Derek Savage says, "I'm advising that you better delete anything and everything that references me and or Cool Cat, and tell your hateful followers that they better never contact us again." I understand that some fandoms can, and I've even had instances where some people have like said shitty comments to me on the internet and people go after them. A singular creator cannot control what their entire fan base does. And Alex did not want his fan base to go after Derek with death threats. I'm gonna burp. Gross. But some of them did, because some people decide to just do what they want. But that's not Alex's fault. He said, "By the way, these people were playing the same illegal games that you do, and I filed against them, and their channel is now deleted." He links a video of just a full video. Someone posted the full movie without editing it, which does not fall under transformative use, as we know. So that argument is dismantled. "Your second and third strike is about to come on you real quickly. I'll also make sure that the fourth and fifth hit you too. Derek Savage, CC, YouTube Legal Division." It's all very rudimentary. And even like the CC YouTube Legal Division, it's not an actual CC. He just put it down there. He just typed CC YouTube Legal Division. That doesn't mean that you CC'd them. So IHE says, "I apologize on behalf of my fans. It's sad that some of them had to take it so far. I never asked them to harass you. I told them to be civil if they planned on sending you anything, which a large number of them have been. But it all comes from a place of passion. Fair use laws indicate that nothing I have done with my Search for the Worst series is illegal. It would be spiteful and hypocritical of you to attack me only directly, when countless other channels such as Your Movie Sucks, who I know you are friendly with, despite his review being just as negative, which as a result you haven't attacked. Red Letter Media, Screen Junkies, CinemaSins, Watch Mojo, the list is nearly endless of much bigger and powerful YouTube channels than I, who also use the same fair use laws. My YouTube channel is my life, my welfare. I've been building it for years, pouring blood, sweat, and tears into nearly every hour of every day. It means everything to me, just like I'm sure Cool Cat means to you. I'm sorry if my review offended you in some way. That was not my intention. My entire persona is built around hyperbole and exaggeration. It was all in the name of good fun. I would never have taken this public if you had handled this with more care. It baffles me that it's taken you this long to contact me directly, because this could have been easily talked out. But you've threatened my livelihood, my job, my everything with this strike. From my perspective, you are cruelly bullying me into submission because I may have said something mean about your movie, which is childish, manipulative, and low of you. You try to teach children to be sensible, to respect each other. Please try to practice what you preach. I don't want this to keep escalating, and I never wanted any of this to happen. I want to talk with you in a considerate, thoughtful manner. And then IHE says, your words have no meaning, and that's because you're a liar. You stated in your email that you didn't want to escalate to this level, but yet in your recent YouTube video at the 4:45 mark, you stated that you're going to, quote, milk this for everything you can. Then at 6:28, you stated that, quote, you're not going to shut up about it. So once again, your words have no meaning, and you are a liar. For reference, the quotes in those videos, he was like, I'm going to milk this for anything I can. It was when he didn't think he was that serious about it. He was like, I'll milk it for everything I can. Whatever. I don't care. I'll just keep talking about it. I'm not going to shut up. Whatever. He was serious about the I'm not going to shut up about it. He's like, I'm not going to be silenced by Derek Savage. I'm not going to let him copyright strike me into silence. It's not going to happen. Derek Savage then went on to say, last night I filed harassment charges against you and your channel with YouTube's legal division, and today my attorneys are having a Skype meeting with YouTube's lawyers about having you and your hate channel shut down. And he's saying, like, we have your IP address. Then IHE is like, I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a liar. I meant everything I said. I never wanted this. And he was like, listen, Derek, you're backing me into a corner here. None of this ever had to happen. You could have just talked to me. You're giving me no choice but to go public about all of this. You have threatened and harassed me to this point. Ironically, a collection of horrible things Cool Cat would never even think of doing because he is a good person. You are ruining what Cool Cat stands for. He's supposed to be above all of this petty squabble. Which he's right. He's right. It's very hypocritical. And Derek Savage responds by saying, are you really that stupid? You copyrighted infringed my movie. You attacked me. And you brought all of this onto yourself. So fuck you. And by you taking down those two hateful videos proves that you know you're guilty and legally responsible for investigating the harassment and threats against me. And I copy the videos so I have evidence against you. So please, go public with every word I have written and said, as the law is on my side and it will only build my legal case to have your filthy, hateful channel shut down. I'm not wasting any more time with you. And this is my last email. The below is what I told Adam, YMS, last night. And if I don't get all three things in writing, then you're going to have a legal firestorm blow up your ass, and you deserve every bit of it. This is what I will do to end it now. He doesn't have to publicly apologize to me via video, but he has to, one, email me an apology, and two, state that he will never mention my name or Cool Cat again, and three, state that he deleted those two nasty videos, not just put them in private mode. And this has to be done soon, as my attorneys are growing up for a legal blast against him. Once I receive this email with all three conditions fulfilled, I will pull my lawyers off of this and we will not file any new charges against him, unless he files a counter-notification, which we will gladly fight. Also, I will not get other producers and or production companies to file copyright infringement charges against him for his blasphemous work. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. That's borderline sociopathic. That's really him trying to strong over fucking Cool Cat. That really, the whole story boils down to like over Cool Cat, over Cool Cat. And he also like has had a history of trying to get other internet people like on his dick to try and like ride the Cool Cat train. He tried to get PewDiePie's attention at one point because after the IHE drama was over, he wasn't relevant anymore, so he had to try and, like, make himself relevant. Eventually, on November 28th, 2015, I Hate Everything uploaded a video titled I Hate Everything versus Derek Savage. It's over. The video showed evidence, email evidence, of Derek Savage impersonating a law firm to attempt to scare Alex, I Hate Everything, into getting rid of the Cool Cat videos and any mention of Cool Cat. Savage actually later apologized to Alex, saying that he wasn't trying to be mean to him, but only protecting his brand. He sent an email pretending to be a law firm called like Bevan and Shapiro, representing a movie called Jurassic Shark that IHE had done a review on. And he was like, we are Bevan and Shapiro. You are copyright infringing against us. We're taking down your shit. And initially, he thought it was real, but then he noticed that it was sent from a Yahoo email address. And then he did some basic Googling and found out that Bevan and Shapiro was not even an LA law firm that even existed. Then did some digging and discovered that Jurassic Shark was filmed in Canada. So why would an LA law firm be representing a Canadian movie? Then the actual makers of Jurassic Shark emailed him and was like, we don't know who Bevan and Shapiro are. We've never associated with them. And then he pretended, Alex actually pretended to be scared to get Derek Savage to be like, I contacted them and they're gonna take your stuff down. So you better do what I say. And that basically confirmed that he was behind it. So he had the evidence. He released the video and then Derek Savage had to back off. He got the videos reinstated. I hate everything and everyone else won. The drama created a real big stir in the YouTube community, and it made a big example of how easily the YouTube copyright system at the time could be abused, and it still can be abused like that. So throughout all this drama, Derek Savage uploads a video where he tries to explain how other people are committing copyright infringement against him by using clips from his video, even though everybody that's using the clips that is in like a movie criticism video, everyone that's using his clips without permission can do so because they're protected under fair use. If you want to go make a YouTube video right now based on his shit, you can. All of the audio clips that I've used, I don't have to ask permission for because I'm using it in a podcast talking about a situation. I am protected under fair use right now. You can make a fucking remix out of my podcast right now. Go remix it and put it to music. You're protected under fair use. It's a good gray area to fall under. Derek Savage eventually tried to bring up different cases of people that he brought up cases of people that were copyright infringing on people and monetizing it. And he was like, see, these people are using other people's works and not permission. So, and they lost in court. So that means you can't. But the court cases that he was pulling up were genuine cases of people losing the fair use argument. The one that I can remember is it was a photographer that had taken a picture of an old couple with a bunch of dogs on a bench. It was like 7 dogs in their lap in a row on a bench. Another artist found that picture and started making statues of that picture and selling them. It's a complete copy. It's a complete carbon copy. It wasn't transformative enough. It wasn't transformative enough. They didn't do enough of a change for them to justify the monetization, for them to justify them selling it, for them to justify even making it at all. So for them to justify making it without permission, mind you. So that's what caused it to fall under copyright infringement. However, movie criticism, using clips and changing it into movie criticism, falls under fair use. And what IHE did fucking phenomenally fell under fair use. Every YouTube video that used clips without permission, if they weren't playing the whole movie from beginning to end, they fell under fair use. So Derek Savage was wrong. So I want to play a little clip of the video to see Derek Savage, like angry Derek in action, just to give you a hint of what he's like.
$1 million. Copyright infringement is not a game. And if you live in your mama's house, if you're younger, you can get your parents to lose their house. That's how serious this is. When you're being sued, if you're using a computer in other people's houses, they can legally be tied in and responsible for that. So, I mean, seriously, people, please never steal somebody's content. Okay, I want to go back to you once again. That boy is lying to you. He's deceiving you. And as his words, he's going to milk it all he can. And you're the fat cow he's milking right there. Derek Savage reached out days ago to put a stop to this. And he goes, I don't care to get this crap. You know, all these emails. But the thing is, not unless you wrote a few threats and all of those were forwarded to the proper legal authorities. They got your IP addresses and everybody. So you be careful there. But if you just wrote a simple, Derek, this, I am not mad one bit at you, simply because you got pumped up, you got deceived, and you got slapped, and really, you got treated like a little punk bitch, and that makes me mad right there. I don't like, especially if you love Cool Cat, I don't want any of my Cool Cat friends out there, people who love this fabulous movie. Hey, baby, you know Cool Cat loves you. I don't want none of you to be deceived. So, you know, listen to what I'm saying here.
Played like a little punk bitch. If you got taken in by the trolls and the negative reviews, you got played like a punk bitch. What a nasty attitude. And so this video then prompted a response from Your Movie Sucks, who dismantled his video entirely. If you watch the video entitled Cool Cat Learns Fair Use on YouTube through Your Movie Sucks, oh, it's a wonderful dismantling of his argument. And I'll play a little bit of it right now just to get an idea of how YMS, like, he doesn't want to get involved in the situation. He's like, ugh. All right, Derek, now I got to fucking prove why you're wrong. So here we go. So here's the clip.
Now, I'm the type of person that tries pretty hard to stay out of YouTube drama, but alas, it seems as though I've been thrust into it by association. Now, recently, Derek Savage has issued several takedown notices against reviews of his film Cool Cat Saves the Kids. After facing some heat for it, he has now posted a video defending those takedowns, saying that those videos weren't actually fair use at all. It is because of this video that I'm now making a video instead of having this conversation over email. Because Derek, you're absolutely right that there's a lot of misinformation about copyright and fair use. So in a calm and civilized manner without attacking your character, I'm making this video to help you and everybody else understand exactly what fair use is. Now in the video you posted, you made the following statement.
There is so many lies and just misinformation on the internet about copyright infringement and fair use. And I want to clarify the difference between copyright infringement and fair use.
But unfortunately, the video showed no such distinction. Instead, you just showed examples where defendants have claimed fair use without actually winning the case. You made no effort to explain why those cases weren't fair use, and you made no effort to explain what would have made them fair use.
So with Daddy Derek's fair use argument dismantled, he really didn't have very many places to go. He wanted to make another movie called Cool Cat Kids Superhero, and he did. Cool Cat Kids Superhero. It was just Cool Cat Saves the Kids repackaged with maybe 15 minutes of extra material. It was bullshit. Derek Savage, over time, increasingly, I think, lost support from all the people that were behind him initially. The guy that played Cool Cat, the guy in the cat suit, his name is Jason Johnson. He was in Cool Cat Saves the Kids, but at some point he had a falling out with Daddy Derek, and then Daddy Derek was left to play Cool Cat himself. In the new movie, Cool Cat Fights Coronavirus, Daddy Derek plays himself. But the first instance of the shift, the first instance of the change from Jason Johnson as Cool Cat to Daddy Derek as Cool Cat happened in a video called Cool Cat Has a Crazy Dream. And you can just tell. The first time I watched the video, I was just like, oh God. Ugh. This is a man clinging to a bad idea out of desperation. It was clear that, like, he was still trying to make Cool Cat work. He's still trying to do it. He's still, hey, I got a great idea for it. Cool Cat has a real amazing adventure that he's going to go on now, and I'd really like to talk to y'all about it. It was so sad. It was so sad. It was sad to hear this.
Hey, kids, it's me, Cool Cat, and I got a great story to tell you. It's about a dream I had, but it was a super, super cool dream. I love to tell you about a cool dreams. Dreams are so spectacular. Well, I was sitting at my computer working, and I was writing a really cool song.
So it's just an interesting cautionary tale. It's a cautionary internet tale on, it's just a lesson on how to not fucking take criticism. Daddy Derek is a man that cannot take criticism. He cannot take any constructive criticism, any negative criticism. He cannot hear anything bad about his product. And if you think something bad about Cool Cat, like, you must be part of the problem. You're a bully, you're a troll, you're hateful, you are part of the problem. Which is not the attitude that Cool Cat would want to put out. I know this is a pretty clip-heavy show. I'm sorry if this was convoluted, if it went all over the place, but it's a very convoluted story. Daddy Derek went from being an underground cult phenomenon in the YouTube world. His movie garnered the attention of a lot of people, including myself, as a so bad it's good treat. And his initial response to the criticism was refreshing. But it turns out that that response was short-lived because he really could not handle all the criticism that came his way. Constructive or no, Daddy Derek just could not stand up to the gigantic hammer that is the internet. And the internet can be a pretty rough place, especially like in 2013, 2015, around those days. It was a pretty rough place to be. It's getting better. It's getting too hypersensitive at some points, but it is, the overall climate is getting much more safe to be around. I'm very glad for it. This is just a case study of a man, a creator who fell from grace because he just couldn't take the criticism. So the lesson to be learned here is, if you put out a bad product, take it in stride. If you're not trying to be that serious about it, take it in stride. If you have delusions of grandeur, at some point, you're going to have to listen to the masses. You know, if you meet one asshole throughout the day, then you just met an asshole. But if you meet like 30 assholes throughout the day, if everyone that you met that day is an asshole, you're the asshole. It's you. That's the lesson here. Derek Savage is the asshole. Daddy Derek is the asshole here. Well, what a wild ride. Sorry I've been burnt out lately. I have really been trying my best to post every day on TikTok to really keep up with the content, to keep myself motivated, to be the bouncy, bubbly person that I know that I am, but the burnout's really eating at me. So I just wanted to talk about something that was easy for me to talk about today, and Cool Cat is the way that I did it. To all my students that may or may not be listening to this, I am so fucking sorry that I put you through all the Cool Cat talk, but I'm sure it was a memorable part of class. I still have a t-shirt that one of my students made me with a picture of Cool Cat on it, and it says Cool Cat loves you. That is one of my favorite gifts I have ever gotten. Jared, you rock. I still have that shirt, and I still wear that shirt. So thank you, Jared. Love you. Wow. I highly recommend giving Cool Cat Saves the Kids a chance. It is a wonderful masterpiece to see at least once if you can handle that sort of thing. If you like watching bad movies, if you haven't seen it already, go ahead. Go give it a try. If not, I don't blame you. It is not for everybody, but it is definitely for me, and it could be for you as well. Maybe give it a shot. So from all of us here at A Slice of Ham, we'd like to thank you for listening. Cool Cat definitely saves those kids. Oops, I'm sorry I spoiled the movie for you. Go ahead. Go downstairs and eat a sandwich. We'll meet up with you later. Okay. Have fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.